Cougar Cemetery, narrated by Edward Young. There's a little Pennsylvania cemetery at Darbydale that is better known to most people as Woolly Booger Cemetery. Still others pronounce it the Woolly Booger Cemetery. The cemetery, located off the north side of London Groveport Road, is about a half mile west of Georgeville-Harrisburg Road, high on a hill, not far from Trapper John's canoe livery. The first locals were buried there in 1834. Is the cemetery haunted? And does a Bigfoot-like creature live there? It depends on who you've talked with, but there are many who visited the cemetery for a nighttime scare that now claim they're too afraid to return. Still others say, if a person stands atop the cemetery hill on the night of a full moon and looks down the hill towards the road, a house will appear in the fog. Some brave souls have walked towards the house, but when trying to step onto the porch, the house vanishes. Weird sounds and horrific screams of all kinds have been reported. Still others have said they felt like they were being chased by a faceless person. At night, dark figures have been reported entering and exiting the cemetery. There have also been claims a cult once met there. Some have said if you follow one of the paths through the woods at night, strange, creepy things happen. As the story goes, there once was a couple of young teenagers from Darbydale that ventured into the dark woods leading into the cemetery by way of a little narrow, twisting dirt footpath. It was their second date, and the young boy named Johnny had heard spooky stories about the area and decided it might be a good way to scare his date, Frances, or Frankie as he liked to call her, into getting a little closer to him. Johnny's plan seemed to be working as some bushes rattled and Frankie squeezed his arm tighter and drew herself closer to him. Anyway, that ill-fated night was the night Frankie and Johnny found out firsthand, or should I say, first paw, about what had been told by the townsfolk for getting close to 200 years now. Something was in those dark woods, all right, and whatever it wasn't human. It was almost dark when the young couple parked their car and entered the woods. It grew even darker as the woods became more and more dense with bushes and vines. Years of undergrowth hadn't been cleared because no one wanted to spend any more time in those woods than they needed to. That was thanks to whatever it was that lives in those woods and around the old cemetery. "What was that?" screamed Frankie as she felt something squishy under her feet on the path. "I don't know," exclaimed Johnny. "It's so dark I can't even see my hand in front of my face. Whatever it is, it's attached itself to one of my feet. Get it off! Get it off!" cried Frankie. "Hold still, Frankie. I can't do anything with you jumping and hopping and kicking. Now be still now." Johnny reached down, not sure what he was going to get a hold of. Whatever it was hissing now. And it was hissing loud. "Dang! That's got to be the biggest possum I've ever seen. Or in this case, I've ever not seen." Johnny was sure it was a possum because of the long hairless tail he felt as he peeled it away from the death grip it had on Frankie's shoe. He spun around like a Greek discus thrower and let it fly. He heard a loud, sickening thump as the possum hit a tree before letting out a death cry. Then both Frankie and Johnny heard something that chilled them to their very core. It was the sound of something breaking and snapping bones and making loud munching and eating sounds, grunting fiercely as whatever it was enjoyed its meal. They stood motionless for a moment, and then, without saying a word, they both took off running towards the cemetery. Now, you might ask yourself, why didn't they go back the same way that they'd entered the woods on that little, narrow, winding dirt path? Well, whatever it was that was making a meal out of that possum was on that path right behind them. "Look," cried Johnny. I think I see light up ahead. Sure enough, there was light. Light from a full moon was making the tombstones in the old cemetery seem to almost give off a whitish glow. Now that they'd made their way through the dense dark woods leading into the cemetery, Frankie and Johnny were both bent over trying to catch their breath. Their hearts were pounding so loud in their ears that they both thought it was the sound of large feet chasing them as they fled. Only after they stopped did they realize that the loud thumping sound was coming from their very own chests. As they stood there looking down the hillside into the cemetery, an eerie fog drifted into the lower section of the cemetery. Puffs of fog seemed to rise and fall at random as the onlookers tried to figure out what to do next. "I've never seen fog act like that before," exclaimed Frankie. "Neither have I," said Johnny as he rubbed his eyes as if to assure himself that he wasn't just seeing things. The white puffs of fog were starting to take on the shape and form of people from many years past. A bizarre ballroom type of dance was on display as the ghostly shape bent and moved in ways not humanly possible. All the time moaning and groaning as they danced and twirled a few feet off the ground. "There's a light. There must be someone up at that house down there," cried Johnny. "Come on, Frankie. Let's go." But Frankie was frozen in one spot with a glaze over her eyes as she watched the ghostly, grotesque figures perform a dance from whatever afterlife they were caught in. Johnny yelled again at Frankie, this time louder and with more authority. "Let's go, Frankie!" Frankie snapped out of it like someone startled out of a deep sleep. "Run towards the light of that house. We can stay to the edge of the woods and keep out of the fog." Whatever it was that they had encountered in the woods earlier was following them, grunting and snarling, and staying mostly hidden just inside the woods as they made their way down towards the house with the light on. But every once in a while, Johnny would see a large, hairy hand with twisted fingers that had long fingernails that were more claw-like than anything reach out and try to grab him as they ran. "We're almost there, Frankie. We got to keep going. We're going to make it." The light inside the house was growing dim and flickering like the light from an old kerosene lamp, encountering a breeze blowing over its globe. A deep, ghostly male voice started coming from inside the house.
"It ain't happening, and I ain't gonna let it happen if it's the last thing I do. I've had all I can stand on this side of the grave, and I ain't gonna stand it no more."
Silhouette of a man with a butcher knife could be seen through the window glass as the screams of a woman and children pierced him through the cold night air. Then all the screaming stopped and the night got deathly still.
"Johnny, do something," cried Frankie. I will, stammered Johnny. "I'm going to ease my way in and check on those poor people and look for a phone to call the authorities." Just as Johnny started to put his foot down on the side porch of the house, the whole house vanished into thin air. As they both stood there with their mouths wide open, staring at the space that the house had occupied, they heard someone yell out,
"Hey! Hey! You kids all right? You both look like you've seen a ghost. Or maybe you bumped into the wood booger. Or Bigfoot."
The driver of the pickup truck laughed as he leaned over and slung a door open as an invitation to give them a lift. They couldn't make out the driver's face as it appeared he was wearing something that looked like a coonskin cap with the coon's face still intact. What they could make out was a lot of fur and two long, glistening, shiny, white upper canine teeth.
What in the world are you two doing out here in the middle of the night?
Asked the driver. Nothing, exclaimed both teenagers. We just need a lift back up to the top of the hill on the other side of the woods. Behind the cemetery, said Johnny.
Well, all right, said the driver. But first, I gotta make a quick stop by Trapper John's canoe livery as we make our way back. You two ever heard of it?
You may wonder how it is that I know all this happened. Well, I was there. Some call me John. Others just call me Trapper. There really was a house that stood across from the cemetery entrance. The house is long gone. The stories say the man who lived there went crazy one night and butchered his wife and children before he killed himself. The family is buried at the cemetery. Was this where the ghost stories originated? Still others claim that many of the spooky stories came from hunters sitting on top of the hill, drinking and smoking. The strange lights that moved in the darkness could have been cigarettes. Or not. The voices others heard might have been the muted conversations of hunters trying not to scare a game. Or were those the sounds of something else? A daytime visit to the cemetery produces an entirely different reaction. It is one of the most pristine sights in southwest Franklin County. After a slow, difficult climb to the top of the cemetery hill, an unusual quiet sets in. The only sounds are a rustle of leaves as a steady, cool wind blows through the trees. The sounds of nature are abundant with a variety of bird calls, including a woodpecker or two. There's also the sound of limbs rubbing together that can cause hair to stand up on the back of your neck. The sounds are natural, but can be scary for someone who lives in an urban area and away from nature. Walking down the hill to the road, you're surrounded by huge maple and walnut trees and thick underbrush that provides visitors with an idea of what the original dense forests were like when early settlers first arrived here in 1804. But don't let yourself get caught in there without a flashlight, or then again, it might be better not to see what's lurking in there, just waiting for its next meal. And if you hear the sound of screams or moans and groans in the cool, misty air, listen for the sound of an old international pickup truck. Sputtering and rumbling up and down the road, you can bet it's got a sign painted on the side of the beat-up old doors that reads in the moonlight, Trapper John's Canoe Livery. Ha 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 ha